Welcome back to Inside Games, the only gaming news show brave enough to blame Starfield for the rumored death of Xbox consoles.
Oh boy. Boy, we are cashing in on some rage bait clickbait there. We better get some views for this, Bruce, damn it. Believe it or not, though, we can actually reasonably make the case through sales data that Xbox probably wouldn't be in the position they're rumored to be in right now if Starfield had moved Xbox consoles like it was probably expected to.
Yeah, but it didn't. Like, it really didn't. And now it looks like the console wars are over. And, I mean, PlayStation, they won.
Yeah, weird. That's kind of what it sounds like after news broke that Microsoft is planning to release a bunch of Xbox exclusives on PlayStation 5, including their crown jewel, Starfield.
Is it really their crown jewel? To hear more about all of this, we got to throw to Inside Games' crown jewel of a staff reporter, Charlotte.
Really quick, before we get started, Bruce, could I interest you in a used Xbox Series S?
No, I'm good.
Okay, well, if you know anyone that's looking for one, let me know. That's unrelated. After lots of rumors that games like Hi-Fi Rush and Sea of Thieves were coming to rival platforms, Xbox Era reported that Microsoft is planning to launch Starfield on PS5 after the release of the Shattered Space expansion that's due out later this year. But it goes deeper than that. They also reported that Microsoft has made additional investments into PlayStation 5 dev kits to support ongoing development efforts.
I just like the idea of Phil Spencer in an overcoat buying dev kits out the back of a van behind, like, Sony HQ. Unsurprisingly, Xbox Era also reported that this decision to release exclusives on other platforms has been the subject of fierce internal debate at Microsoft.
Apparently, while they said some weren't happy with the decision, recouping the potential money left on the table by releasing elsewhere has arguably won out. Well, look at that money. I can't believe it.
Money. Weird.
And that's not all. Another big Xbox exclusive from Bethesda, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, also might come to the PS5. That's according to The Verge, which reported that a new multi-platform approach for certain Xbox games is emerging inside Microsoft, like a parasite. Adding that Microsoft is weighing up which titles will remain exclusive and others that will appear on Switch or PS5 in the future. The veteran journalist Jeff Grubb also claimed that the venerable Gears of War franchise, which has been an Xbox staple since Dynasty, Dinosaurs Roam the Earth, is also headed to PlayStation?
Yeah, that'd be weird. Gosh, what a turn of events that'd be. And all this might be happening sooner rather than later. Some evidence is already popping up in the games themselves, which we'll cover right after a quick word from today's sponsor, Factor. Today's episode of Inside Games is brought to you by Factor, a chef-crafted meal service that can help you, me, all of us achieve our fitness goals. I've been doing pretty good sticking to a new diet plan in the new year, and Factor's actually fit into that diet plan really nicely. Each week, I just scroll through and look for the little calorie smart badges on all the meals. Those are full meals that land in between 400 and 500 calories. At that amount, it's really easy to fit into most diets, and it's the perfect last-minute stopgap to have in the fridge for those busy days when I have to swap something out really quick. And let me tell you, as the scale's going down, the bank account's going on up, because it is expensive out there! Holy cow! Factor meals in your fridge could prevent you from reaching for those delivery apps, because good God, everything's just going up and up. It hurts. It hurts a lot. Factor can even help bridge the gap between meals, or fill in the gaps on a lean day with prepared smoothies or keto shakes. So please get 50% off your first Factor box and free wellness shots for life using our link in the description. Now that means you can choose 2 free wellness shots from 3 available flavors for every order while you're an active subscriber. Click the link in the description or scan this QR code with your phone. Thank you very much, Factor.
All right, thank you, Factor. Back to the story, though. Games themselves are even showing evidence of Xbox's expansion. Hi-Fi Rush, the well-received rhythm action game, is apparently due out on PlayStation in the first quarter of this year. That's coming soon. A recent game update even included custom shirts for the Nintendo Switch and the PlayStation 5.
And all this is causing a commotion online. It's just a big dust cloud with Xbox controllers and arms flailing out of it. A lot of people are accusing Microsoft of abandoning its newest consoles, the Xbox Series S and X.
Xbox influencers were particularly upset. Starscream134 wrote on X, "I was wrong all this time. Xbox doesn't care about us. Microsoft doesn't care about us. We've been fighting this war for nothing." Wait, what? No, come on. That can't be real.
At least they realize it now, you know?
They can't be real. That can't be real.
Youth lost in the trenches.
It's like the lone Japanese soldier on that yeah. Island, still fighting proudly for Imperial Japan. fighting World War II well after the fact. And no, Xbox and Microsoft don't care about you. It's a company.
No, they don't. No.
Xbox Yoda tweeted, posted on the X platform, quote, genuinely feel terrible for convincing my sister to get an Xbox instead of a PS5. Like, I actually feel like I let her down. Aw. And content creator Kid Smoove posted a video of himself singing about the Xbox situation, asking rhetorically, why did I buy this? By the way, Bruce, why would you want to buy an Xbox Series S? An incredible series of consoles, that games that could run up to 1440p.
Hold on, let me check my budget. No.
Belts are tightening all across America. I hate to see it.
Truly a recession, maybe.
Yeah, a business move like this would be uncharacteristic for the game space, at least. Platform holders that make their own hardware platforms almost never publish their own games on rival platforms while continuing to produce and support their own.
Yeah, historically, the last such shift happened in the early 2000s when Sega exited the hardware business after their Dreamcast console experienced a deep drop-off in sales following the launch of the PlayStation 2. Sega's still in business, obviously, so it wasn't the death of their company, they just changed a lot.
Yeah, but they did stop making their own hardware platform, so they just kind of went everywhere else. I don't know if that's what we're going to see from Xbox here. It's worth noting that Xbox boss Phil Spencer has said in the past that Xbox future is tied to software and services, not consoles. He's hammered that nail quite a bit. So a move like this isn't exactly shocking. His focus on pushing Game Pass, very practical evidence of that strategy.
Now, we should add, though, that Phil backtracked somewhat last year and said the consoles are critical to Xbox's business. But I'm going to be honest with you. I think he said that after he heard the outcry and was like, no, buy the Xbox, buy it.
Yeah, Phil's pretty good at managing image. I'll say that. The way he says things makes people happy. So I don't know. What did Phil have to say about all these recent developments, Charlotte?
Well, he finally responded on Monday, writing on X, "We're listening and we hear you. We've been planning a business update event for next week where we look forward to sharing more details with you about our vision for the future of Xbox. Stay tuned."
Okay, I will, Phil. So why is Microsoft considering such a drastic shift in strategy? Hey, guys. I'm going to tell you the answer, because it's always the answer for every corporation. It's money.
Cash? Moolah? Scratch? V-Bucks?
V-Bucks? Yeah.
Windows Central editor Jez Corden tweeted that Microsoft has essentially decided they aren't going to make enough money with the current strategy, adding that they want to build healthier margins and cash flow using Sony's install base to then reinvest in growing the Xbox ecosystem using that money.
And this circles us all the way back to Starfield. That was the game in the title. Wasn't that supposed to be the big exclusive that saved Xbox and brought it back to the promised land of selling 50 million consoles?
Yeah. The timing of this in a post-Starfield world, when they really don't have another system seller on deck, sure does imply a lot about how the sales of Starfield went. Well, Xbox called it a success, because of course they're going to do that. They said in December that it had more than 12 million players, which, you know, that's a lot. That's pretty good. But keep in mind that a lot of people were probably playing it on Game Pass instead of paying full price for it.
Starfield needed to not only bring in players, but reverse the plateau Xbox has seen in console sales and Game Pass signups. Charlotte, did it do that?
Well, there was some evidence in the UK that its launch in September spiked Xbox console sales, but overall it didn't move the needle for Xbox. Game Informer reported in October that while Starfield did help contribute to a 13% increase in overall Xbox content and services revenue, overall, Microsoft's hardware revenue was still down by 7%, which means that a lot of people played Starfield, but it wasn't a console seller.
Yeah, it actually, like, console sales actually went down when their big exclusive launch. That's not good. I mean, you can compare that to hardware sales spikes you see when Marvel Spider-Man launched. PlayStation 4 sales got a huge late game boost, and I'm sure Microsoft was hoping for that and didn't get it. So yeah, historically, this is how it usually goes. Back in the day, games like Final Fantasy VII were credited with single-handedly boosting the sales of their accompanying consoles. It's pretty clear Starfield did not do that, nor did it seem to like really flood Game Pass much.
Yeah, it's a different world now. By all accounts, the Xbox Series X and S still lag behind the PlayStation 5 in terms of sales. And of course, Nintendo has sold 140 million Nintendo Switches.
That's the irony here. Microsoft might be getting out of hardware. Meanwhile, the entire world is waiting for Nintendo to announce a a dated tablet that runs games a little bit better.
So it could be that Microsoft decided that after all the mega purchases of Bethesda and Activision Blizzard, along with tons of other smaller developers, they just aren't making enough money, guys, by walling off their software to be Xbox only. And you know what they need more of? Money.
I think we're ready to call it. This is the profitability guillotine we've been waiting for Microsoft to drop, because they've been burning cash for a while. It sure does seem like after the acquisition went through, the profitability switch has been flipped now. They're done spending and ready to earn. And, you know, accordingly, Xbox already trimmed costs by laying off almost 2,000 employees. So they tightened the one valve. Now it's time to bring in the revenue.
Some tidbits revealed during the Microsoft acquisition trials show that Xbox is well behind their projected earnings for Game Pass as well. An internal slide puts Microsoft's expected Game Pass subscribers around 50 million in fiscal 2023. The last number we saw was spotted on LinkedIn by friend of the show Timor222, and it claimed total subscribers of 30 million. That's a big shortfall. Spencer even commented that if they didn't make more Game Pass ground off of consoles, that Xbox might exit the gaming business entirely by 2027.
Yeah, or to put it another way, Spencer commented during all the acquisition lawsuits that the Xbox business runs at a single-digit profit margin, which isn't good. Microsoft as a whole runs at a 36% profit margin, and it sounds like Xbox is somewhere in the 8 to 9% range.
Yeah, so if Phil's bosses want Xbox to deliver the same profits that the rest of Microsoft does, he's got a lot of ground to make up. Got a lot less money to spend and a lot more money to make. So, you know, what do? You reduce costs, you increase revenue. It's not going to get pretty from here, especially if you've enjoyed how cheap and plentiful Game Pass has been.
Oh, boy. And now they're running the risk of alienating loyal Xbox customers who've stuck with the console for the promise of great exclusives. I mean, now it's for the controller and the console operating system?
Yeah, if you just like the way Xbox looks, I guess. yeah, Xbox is just extrapolating out now. It's going to be a platformless service that you can sign in on, with your smart TV or whatever. But, you know, we got to come back to Earth here. You know, this is a rumor. Remind ourselves, none of this has been announced yet. Even though there's an awful lot of smoke, we will hear official details at a business event next week. But that kind of we're kind of floating in limbo until then. So what do y'all think? Do you think these rumors are credible? Do you think that we're moving away? Or you think console wars are done entirely? It's now just the login screen that you put your details into to get to your games?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't help but feel that, like, the Xbox as we know it isn't... I think there will be another generation of the Xbox, especially this late in the game. Like, for them... Like, you have to assume that there's been development behind the scenes on new tech, right? Because it's been how many years since the series came out? But I don't know. I feel like we're going to see... I don't know. I mean, like... yeah, this is not a hugely good look, because between the Xbox and PlayStation, there's a lot of redundancy. And as much as I like to see competition... if Xbox is just opening the doors to just, like, here's all our content, then, yeah, I mean, like, when games cost $70, like, it's hard to justify buying two different consoles. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, it just seems like a hard circle to square. So, I can't see Xbox topping PlayStation unless PlayStation makes some baffling choice, like the way they price the PS3.
Yep. I completely agree. I really do think this was the plan from the very beginning when they had to go through the merger hearings with Activision Blizzard. I think if, for example, they had said, we're going to buy Activision Blizzard, and the government was like, you bet, then I think they probably would have just been like, whatever, no big deal. But I think since the merger hearings caused them to start looking harder at their business and trying to figure out ways to make more money, they had to start thinking about other ways to do it. And that was putting games on PlayStation, because they have to make the government happy, and they have to make their business leaders happy, and they have to make the shareholders happy. So that's how you do it. I really would love to see the numbers on their actual console profit margin. It can't be very high. There's no way it's going to be super high on, like, you know, for every console they make $20 or whatever. Like, I don't actually know that that's a thing. So it'd be pretty weird to see Xbox get out of the console business, but it seems like if things don't pick up for them, that's what's going to happen.
That'd be a bummer. They make good hardware. I like their controllers and consoles. I think they're well-made and well-engineered. But yeah, it's weird. It feels like the point of having a console is that you have a box that makes people go through your store, and that's what Sony, that's the ground that they have. And I don't know, Microsoft tried their hardest, right? You can point to the quality of their games like we have, but Xbox themselves, the platform holders, they can't really control that beyond whatever they greenlight. So they shot their best shot, and they're selling the console at like well under cost, and still people aren't buying it. So if they're out there, you know, matching their competitors' quality roughly at a cheaper price, and even they offer Game Pass, which is a ton of games at a cheaper price, if price can't win, then what does? There's no winning that anymore. You have no strategy because the market has clearly said that they want this other thing, and that's just it. So yeah, I think it's smart of them to give up on a fight that they've pretty much lost. Pretty cool of them to acknowledge it in this way. And yeah, they're targeting 10 years down the road when the hardware doesn't matter anymore. It'll all be on smart TVs or set-top boxes, which is probably what Xboxes will morph into. There's some coziness gone, you know? The console wars were fun, but fun is probably where it should end. It's not a lifestyle, and yeah, corporations don't care about you, but it was fun to associate it with something more back in the day. But I think we're ready to move on now. I think we need a healthy disassociation. No emotion spared for the login screen that you have to put your details and DNA into to get to the games you make from the artists that you actually like.
Let's go back to the pizza wars. Let's go back to the soda wars.
You mean like Pepsi versus Coke? Is that what we're talking about?
Cola wars, man.
People need to argue about soda water more.
Nah, we're going to get even more stupid with it. It's going to be like AHA versus LaCroix.
Oh, well, LaCroix wins that 10 times out of 10.
The sparkling wars. I wouldn't be so sure. There's AHA that has caffeine.
Yeah, LaCroix wins that 10 times out of 10.
All right, I'm going to stop recording. I can't do this anymore.
Hey, before you stop recording, Charlotte, I wanted you to hear our patrons, because we have an Inside Games Patreon that actually support all of us making these videos. Here's some patrons that are Team Box. They just love consoles. Not Xbox, not PlayStation, just Box. Old Baby Leg, Ian McGee, Gypsy Nova, Shaky Pants, Brandon Young, Matt Bogenberger, Cash Putnam, and UESC Battle Royale.
My patrons are the complete opposite, Bruce, in a rare twist. They're all Team Cloud. Nothing but services, ethereal and effervescent, untouchable and everlasting. J. Embers 87, Christian Morgan Anderson, Evan S. Compton, Kyle Heaton, Brian Cosner, Crab Foam, Ryan Dareberry, and Charles Garrett. I'll see you in cyberspace.
Maybe the box is the problem. Maybe they got to round off those edges.
Wait, make it a sphere.
Game sphere.
The veteran journalist Jeff Grubb also claimed that the venerable Gears of War franchise, which has been an Xbox staple since dinosaurs roamed the Earth, is also headed to place... Fuck! Right there at the end.